Good morning. Coming up on Rosh Hashanah, we have a question about the Tekiah Shofar. This was a question that was posed to the Beis Hora'ah of the Yeshiva of Rav Yaakov Hillel called Ahavas Shalom. And the question is as follows. If we have a Kehila, and they do not have a set minhag yet as to how they should blow the Shvarim. We have the Tekiah Shvarim, Trua Tekiah, that's the Tashrat Shet, or the Tekiah Shvarim, Trua Tashat Shet. So they don't have a minhag yet as to how they should blow. And the question was as follows. We have two options for the Shvarim. Should it be a straight call without any breaks in it? I will blow it shortly with the shofar right in front of me. Or on the other hand, should it be a broken call? This is talking about the shurim. Tu utu. I'm just going to put down the recording device and I'm going to blow right now. These are the two options. Option number one is going to be the more simple shvarim. It's just going to be like a tekiah, but much shorter, as follows. Make it a little bit smoother than that. We'll give it another shot. And option number two is tu utu, as follows. Now, what's interesting is on that second option, there are breaks between the two utus. So there's like it's three separate kolos each one. Tu utu is three different kolos in the one shever, in one of the shvarim. So those were the two options that were given. Do we do it the straight way, like a short tekiah, or do we do the fancier tu utu way? So the Ritva, one of the great Rishonim, says as follows, shever utkiah kol pashu. They are both, when it comes to the shvarim, when it comes to the tekiah, they are both simple kolos. Ve'ein behem kedei shinui benigun. There's no difference in how they are blown. Ve'ein shinui behem ela ba'arichus hakol. The whole difference between them is in the length. The tekiah being much longer and the shever being shorter, but otherwise they are identical. They are each straight blows. We do a one long tekiah. We do three short shvarims, but otherwise, other than the length, they are identical. That's the opinion of the Ritva. That is likewise the opinion of Rabbeinu Shimshon, another one of the Rishonim, the Tosfos. Tosfos brings that in the name of Rashi. And that is also how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. So that is one view. The other view is brought by the Ramban in the Drashas HaRamban on Rosh Hashanah. And he says as follows, when it comes to a tekiah is a kol pashut sofo kitchilaso. It is a simple blow. The beginning just like the end. The end just like the beginning. Like somebody who is raising his voice to sing, but it is a straight kol. On the other hand, when it comes to the shvarim, shezel kol shavur, it is a broken kol, like somebody who is wailing. So that's the difference. Are we singing a straight kol? That's the tekiah. Or are we wailing? And that would be the shvarim. And he continues, the hefresh, v'havdalah shebeinayam, the difference between the tekiah and the shvarim, if we compare them, bidimeyon hakolhu, it is the difference in the kol itself, how it is blown, but not the length. It is not a matter of one is short and one is long. It's one is straight, that is the tekiah, and one is wailing and broken, like the Shvarim. That is the opinion of the Ramban. Now the Ritva, who we started with, that was the first view, who said it's straight. He says it's actually the wrong thing to do to break up that Shever. He says, Kishaosin Tkia, when you're doing a Tkia umeshabrino tabesofa eno yafeh, if you're blowing, it's not talking about a Tkia, Tkia as in Tkia Shvarim Trua, but you're doing a Shever. You're blowing your Shvarim and you broke it up. And even if you did a Tkia, if you are doing a tekiah and you break it at the end, that's not how to blow the tekiah. Sharei oso kol she'osim besofo eino nidon mikol hatekiah shipshuta, because that additional, let's assume we're trying to blow a tekiah, and at the end we had a break, that small kol afterward that was broken off is not part of the tekiah. V'havi le'shever ba'afei nafshei v'hevi afsaka, it is a separate shever and it is broken off. what he is saying here is that if your kol is not straight, and he's saying, be it a tekiya, you need a kol that is straight. You can't have it broken at the end. Same thing when it comes to she'ever. It needs to be, that's the shvarim, it has to be a straight kol. It's much shorter than a tekiya, but it has to be straight. It cannot be broken. So in the end of the day, Rav Shalom Tavil, who is one of the poskim for the Beis Hora'ah, answers as follows. It turns out then, according to the Ramban, that is the second view, your shvarim should be broken. That's the tu'utu. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, and according to the Ritva, and according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, the shever, the shvarim, should be straight. And in fact, as we mentioned, the Ritva is of the view that is a negative. It is a problem when you have a break in your shvarim. It has to be straight, not tu'utu, and it could very well be that the Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch agree with that. And accordingly, because we have so many who are of the view that it should be a straight shever, not a broken shever, l'chein tov yosel asot shvarim b'kol yashar, it is preferable to do the shvarim with a straight kol. But if you're not going to do all of your shvarim straight without any break, the minimum you should have shalyasu shalosh tashat v'shalosh tashrat im shvarim yisharim. At a minimum, you should do 3 tekiya shvarim trua and another 3 of tekiya shvarim trua tekiya straight. So you should have a minimum of 3 tashats and 3 tashrats with the straight shvarim during the davening or after the davening. So that is the psak. Either do all of them straight or at a minimum do some of them straight, so we can be mekayem the shita of the Ritva, the Shulchan Aruch, and many of the other Rishonim that we quoted. Have a wonderful day.